Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello everyone, this is Drew Badger. This is Big Scary News for episode 150. Woohoo! And we're going to kick that off with an update from the Midwest Haunters Convention coming to Chicago. The Bloody Mary Makeup to Die For Monster Makeup Wars are back. One of Midwest Haunters Convention's signature events is the Monster Makeup Wars. Five teams of three, two makeup artists and a model, will have 30 minutes to create a monster from the neck up. The catch? They must do it only with the items that are supplied to them at the start of the competition. They're looking for teams, so sign yours up today at MidwestHauntersConvention.com/Monster Makeup Wars. We have this news from the Haunted Factory in Kankakee, Illinois. Ladies and gentlemen, this is no joke. We need volunteers for this year's haunt. You provide the time and talent, we provide free meals every night we're open, friendships, the opportunity to learn new things, and of course the opportunity to scare the beep out of people. We need actors inside and out, security personnel, support staff, and more actors. Come audition with us on May 8th and 25th. Send the Haunted Factory a message via their Facebook page for more details. We have an update to Days of the Dead in Las Vegas. Days of the Dead is excited to announce the brand new House of Indie Horror for Las Vegas 2019. The House of Indie Horror will be the home for independent artists, filmmakers, and fans. The space will be curated by an independent artist, Brooklyn Ewing, who has already begun to organize an awesome lineup of panels, demonstrations, and get-togethers. Already scheduled for Vegas is a panel featuring Tom Devlin, the owner of Tom Devlin's Monster Museum in Boulder City, Nevada, who was a previous contestant on Face Off. Devlin will be bringing pieces from the museum and discussing his journey from a special effects artist to a curator of monsters. Also joining the House of Indie Horror is clothing and lingerie designer Alma Lee. Alma will be showing off her latest lingerie designs in a horror fashion show. The addition of the House of Indie Horror is our answer to the overwhelming interest in indie art and film at Days of the Dead. We hope this new track will allow the reels of the Dead Film Festival and House of Indie Horror an opportunity to team together to bring you more events that cater to independent artists and fans. Days of the Dead Las Vegas is happening June 7th through the 9th. Get more information at daysofthedead.com. We have this news from the Outbreak on Main Haunted House in Oneida, Tennessee. On July 13th, enjoy zombies and laser tag. What more could you want? Defend yourself as you travel the dark corridors and hallways of Outbreak on Main's two-story compound. The undead will be waiting around every corner. You could find yourself fending off the horde or even other opponents in this free-for-all, one-of-a-kind event. Zombie laser tag is an all-ages event, and proceeds from this event will help fund the Oneida, Tennessee Zombie Fest for suicide prevention and awareness. Come out and enjoy a very unique zombie survival scenario as Outbreak on Main Haunted House comes alive. You will experience the full effects of a haunted attraction alongside awesome game scenarios of a full laser tag setup. Outbreak on Main will also have Fanboy Productions and the East Tennessee Ghost Seekers. Fanboy Productions will be there promoting their horror flick, Something's in the Woods, while the East Tennessee Ghost Seekers will be on hand with ghost hunting equipment and answers to any questions you may have about the paranormal. Don't forget about Music on Main also. From 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., you can find live music, vendors, and a ton of food on the street in front of the haunted attraction. Bring the whole family down for a whole evening of fun entertainment on July 13th. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/FrightmareForest08. We have this news from the film Leprechaun Returns, coming to Blu-ray via BloodyDisgusting.com. The long road for Leprechaun Returns is coming to an end when it finally arrives on Blu-ray and DVD June 11th from Lionsgate Home Entertainment. The canonized sequel premiered on VOD last year before arriving on Sci-Fi for St. Patrick's Day. The home video release comes with a featurette, Going Green, with director Stephen Kostansky, behind-the-scenes footage, and a still gallery. In Leprechaun Returns, a sequel to the original film, the deadly, wisecracking leprechaun, played by Lyndon Porco, is back in all his gory glory. When the sorority sisters of the Alpha Upsilon house decide to go green and use an old well as their water source, they unwillingly, or unwittingly, awaken a pint-sized, green-clad monster. The leprechaun wants a pot of gold buried near the sorority house, but first he must recover his powers with a killing spree, and only the girls of AU can stop him. Leprechaun Returns co-stars Mark Holton, reprising the role of Ozzy. We have this news on the film Happy Death Day to You, coming out on Blu-ray. Tree and Babyface are coming home in Christopher Landon's Happy Death Day to You, available on digital on April 30th, and then soon thereafter on Blu-ray and DVD on May 14th. Special features will include a gag reel, deleted scenes, the never-ending birthday, the web of love, Tree's nightmare, the multiverse 101. In this year's sequel, it's deja vu all over again for Tree Gelbman, the snarky sorority sister who solved her own murder by repeatedly reliving her death. When the mass campus killer mysteriously returns to terrorize new targets, Tree cycles through another time loop of clever chills and suspense in Happy Death Day to You, the inventive follow-up to Blumhouse's hit thriller, Happy Death Day. We have this news regarding the upcoming season of American Horror Story via BloodyDisgusting.com. One thing we've come to expect from every single of FX's American Horror Story is a great performance from Evan Peters, who has been with the anthology horror series from the very beginning. But at the WonderCon recently, Peter confirmed the sad news that he won't be back for this year's 9th season. Quote, "I'm going to sit this season out," Peters told reporters. "We don't know much about season 9 at this time, but it's been confirmed by Ryan Murphy that Emma Roberts will be back, starring alongside Olympic medalist Gus Kenworthy. Of course, we'll keep you updated as we get more information." We have this update to the 5th annual Haunters Horde Gathering in Mount Carroll, Illinois. Haunted Illinois' Haunter Horde Gathering in Mount Carroll now has 10 sponsors, with more to be announced soon. Join us on July 27th for food, drinks, and haunter fun at the famous Raven's Grin Inn and the Mount Carroll Bowling Center, which is just a couple of blocks away. We will have prize raffles, a dead silent charity auction, and more. For more information, visit our recently updated Haunter Horde information page over at hauntedillinois.com. We have this news from the New Orleans Nightmare Haunted Attraction in New Orleans. Are you ready to take on a real-life zombie apocalypse? The world-famous event Zombie Apocalypse Live is coming to New Orleans this summer, May 10th and 11th. Using real infrared laser tag guns, you and your team will take on real actors in a Hollywood-quality zombie special effects makeup. Tickets are on sale now, and they will sell out. Do you have what it takes? Find out more info at zombieapocalypselive.com/new-orleans. We have this update from the Carolina Fear Fest coming to Raleigh, North Carolina. We have a guest announcement. Ken Sagos, Born and raised in Georgia, he's an award-winning writer and actor who has over 100 film, TV, and stage credits. After studying under two entertainment legends, Edmund Cambridge and Marlon Brando, Sagos has written 14 plays and over 35 screenplays. As a stage actor, he's received several awards, including an NAACP theater nomination for Ted Lang's critically acclaimed play, George Washington's Boy. In film, he's best known for the role of Kincaid, one of the Dream Warriors in the classic horror films, A Nightmare on Elm Street 3 and 4, making him the first African-American actor to survive a major horror film and return for a sequel. We're very excited to have him at Carolina Fear Fest 2019 on May 25th and 26th at the NC State Fairgrounds in Raleigh. Get more information at CarolinaFearFest.com. We have this news from the Dead City Haunted House in Murray, Utah. Mayday Mayhem Halloween Festival will be May 18th from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. There will be vendors, hearses, entertainment, and the Dead City Haunted House will be open. They're running a kid-friendly, animatronic-only show on Saturday the 18th from 12 to 4 p.m. for only $10 a person. Their full haunt will be open Friday the 17th and Saturday the 18th from 7:30 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. for $20 a person. All of this Halloween awesomeness is going down at the Dead City Haunted House, 5425 South Vine Street in Murray, Utah. Hope to see you all there. We still have room for vendors. For details, call Spooks Boutique at 801-867-2777. And get more information about this at their Facebook page, facebook.com/spooks, S-P-O-O-X, events. We have this news from the Enigma Haunt in Boca Raton, Florida. Come join the Enigma Haunt crew as we host our annual Halfway to Halloween party at Nippers Bar and Grill on Saturday, April 27th. The haunt will be open again this year for guests to walk through, and tickets can be purchased at the party for only $20. Costumes are encouraged. This is our official kickoff for the 2019 haunt season, so the scarier the better. There will be raffles, karaoke, drink specials, and even some of the Enigma Haunt monsters roaming around the party for you to meet. Check their Facebook page for event updates as it gets closer to the party, facebook.com/EnigmaHaunt. Sounds fun. And finally, we have this news regarding Bruce Campbell via BloodyDisgusting.com. Behavior's asymmetric multiplayer horror game, Dead by Daylight, has recently been rumored to be getting some Evil Dead content, and the company has officially confirmed that the news that Ash Williams of Evil Dead fame will indeed be a new survivor for the game. Better yet, Ash is voiced by none other than Bruce Campbell. The announcement came with a video featuring Campbell in person and his in-game character model based on the Ash vs. Evil Dead iteration. Ash will be the 17th survivor added to the Dead by Daylight roster since the game's debut in 2016. And as always, folks, when we get more information about this, we'll let you know right here on the Big Scary News. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on the Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine,
a bowl juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet. Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Here we go. Hello, everybody. Drew Badger. We are live on the Trans World Trade Show floor and checking out all the cool stuff. And I've wandered into the, and got sucked into, I should say, the pit of the dark art of Chad Savage. It's not really Savage for all those who think it might be. Chad is very famous for his amazing artwork, sinister visions, sinister fonts, lots of things with the word sinister on it. He looks kind of sinister, except when he has his little chihuahua pup Nugget with him, who he didn't bring to Trans World. How are you, sir?
Missing my dog, but otherwise great.
How many people have told you to bring it to Trans World?
I have had, since I got here 3 days ago, people stop me and demand, not just ask me, demand to know, where is Nugget? And I'll tell you what I tell them. He's at home asleep on his mama where he belongs.
Not in a very loud convention trade show.
You don't bring a puppy to a trade show.
Not a chihuahua pup anyway.
Much as I'd like to.
Well, the Pittsburgh poster people bring their sheepdogs. They're kind of quiet. And,
well, that's a little different.
That's a slightly different dog. So anyway, how's the show been going for you?
Show has been gangbusters since opening yesterday. The day flew by yesterday. The City Museum Party was great. Had a great time. Today, I can't believe we're almost close to the day. It's just nonstop. It's been great. And if that's Thursday and Friday, tomorrow ought to be bonkers.
Unbelievable how many people. It seems like the crowds are up this year.
Yeah, definitely. It's literally the biggest the show's ever been. I mean, obviously with the addition of the Christmas show, of course it is, but just the Halloween part is the most vendors they've ever had. I haven't had a chance to really walk the floor yet, but what I have seen just walking through back and forth is just incredible. It gets better every year.
So you haven't had a chance to go check out all the Christmas stuff over there? Because it's pretty cool.
No, I've heard it. Yeah, that's what people keep saying is actually you need to go over there because it's really cool. So I'm hoping to sneak over there maybe Sunday.
There you go. So, you know, if you're here at the show, and I hope you've gone over and checked it out because it's really neat. So when people are here, are they asking more about your artwork, your patches, your accessories like that, or are they talking to you more about, can you do some Sinister Visions web design work for me?
It's both. I'm realizing, actually, that I've gone a little heavy on the prints and products in the booth, and there's not really a lot to indicate that this is not why I'm here. I mean, not to get me wrong, they're selling great, but I think I need to impress upon people that I'm also selling the services, the graphic design, the web design, and whatnot. But it's been a nice balance of both.
Now, you have already, you know, literally hundreds of thousands of customers with Sinister Vision for web design.
Yes, hundreds of thousands of customers.
At least it seems that way, I'm assuming.
You know, at least five.
Oh, of course. Especially come August when they start saying, oh, hey, I need you to completely redesign my website. So maybe we should stress the importance that, you know, despite the fact that the internet's this magical place that you can just wave wands over and change things, it actually takes a little while to change or redesign your entire website. So if you're using a Sinister Visions or any other web design people, you got new stuff for your haunt, you probably should start contacting your web people today.
Yeah, it's the earlier you can get updates to me, or if you're starting a new project or whatever, yeah, the earlier in the year, the better, just because by August, I swear to God, every year, it's like somebody flips a switch at midnight on August 1st, and I can come down, email inbox will be 20 emails from attraction owners who realize they haven't updated anything for the season, and they're running out of time. And then that just gets more and more intense through September. And usually it peters out by the first week of October, but this last season, for various and sundry reasons, from storms on the East Coast to bad weather in the Midwest, so forth and so on, it was nuts all the way through October because everybody kept changing their hours or trying to, you know, people had problem with how they were doing their ticketing. And it just, yeah, October this year was bonkers. I'm going to stop saying bonkers. But yeah, so any point being, yes, the earlier the better. Which is not to say that if it does, August, September rolls around and you need something, still give me a call. It's very rare that I say no. That at most I might say, okay, I'm going to need a minute. But I try to take all comers.
So don't deliberately misinterpret that.
I am not going to misinterpret
your
that.
Face did.
It's been a long 2 days so far.
It has.
So, gosh, I completely lost my train. Oh, yes, here we go. So, you know, with the advent of all the social medias and all this stuff, you know, I know a lot of haunts that really just have Instagram and Facebook or Twitter these days, but yet you cannot stress the importance of an actual quality website out there. You know, everybody says, oh, well, I'm just going to do the free stuff, and okay, but the advantages of having a real site.
I think it's, as much as anything else, it's a matter of perception. If you don't have a professional-looking site, how do you look like a professional company? How do you look like a professional attraction? You know, and I'm not talking about something that you threw together 5 minutes on Wix or one of these other build-it-yourself things. Nothing against those. But 9 times out of 10, the person building it doesn't really know what they're doing, and it shows. So, yeah, the professionally done site that's mobile-friendly, that is taking into consideration more than just how does it look, how does it perform, does it have the right keywords, is it SEO-friendly, is it mobile-friendly, all of those things, that's just a matter of course for every site I build. So,
have you had a Sinister Fonts sighting on TV or movies lately?
Yes, I was watching a movie. And I'm going to forget the name. It's right on the tip of my tongue.
Spit it out.
I can't remember the name of it. But yes, it was really cool. It was actually a giant, it was a mother and her son coming out of a big old-fashioned, like, ghost train carnival, scary car, ghost train ride. And all across the top and the bottom of it were slogans and whatnot, and they were all in my fonts.
Oh, nice.
And it almost went by without me realizing. I was like, wait a minute. I rewound it, and yay, I'm excited about it. I know, whoever does Sabrina, Warner or Time, one of the big media companies reached out to me a few months ago to just make sure that it was okay that they used one of my fonts for season 2 of Sabrina. So, you know, that's neat.
So, you know, what we're talking about is Chad comes up with a whole bunch of new types of fonts.
I have 30 fonts out there so far.
And it's called Sinister Fonts, and they are absolutely free to use.
Sinisterfonts.com, download them, install them, go to town.
And do you ask people to say, hey, we're a company, we're using your fonts, or register?
All I ask is if you use it for something cool, send me an email and show me. I just like to see what people do with them. And, of course, this show is like a candy store for that. Like,
half the people out here are probably
half the
using
vendors,
something.
T-shirts, yeah, they're everywhere. And one of these years, I want to just do like an album of photos just of the fonts, and I just never wind up having time to do it.
When we had you on the round table, you told us a story about some John Goodman movie.
Oh, yeah.
And you were in the theater, and you were like, oh, my God, 16 feet tall.
Yeah, it was Paranorman.
There we go.
At the end of the movie, they showed each character, and they did the actor's name in big, like, classic 50s B-movie fonts, and John Goodman's was my font, Exquisite Corpse. So, yeah, I stood straight up in the theater and just cheered while my wife and kid just slung down in their seats and were embarrassed.
And nobody else, of course, knew what was going
on.
You were
not.
Just like, wow, he really likes John Goodman.
Exactly. And I do. Who doesn't?
Roseanne? I have. Okay, we're not going to go there. But anyway, you've got your artwork here. Anything brand new for 2019 here at Transworld? You know, I see a lot of familiar stuff, but what's new?
I have a few new prints. I got my Sampus up there. I got my Halloween Spirits, the optical illusion one.
That looks great. It's three ghosts that kind of look like a jack-o'-lantern. That's pretty awesome.
The Spirit of the Lonely Places, the Wendigo thing, and then a couple of them already sold out.
Oh, very
I
nice.
Should have brought more. So,
congratulations.
Yeah.
And I love Witch Hazel and the Halloween Saints series that you have here. And have you seen Kevin Alvey's sleeve yet?
Yes.
Ah,
yes.
What was your
gorgeous.
Reaction to that?
I just love it. It's so good. I want to meet the tattoo artist because it's the color work that really got me. the green, I didn't register the green ghosts all around it, but then once I did and really, yeah, it's beautiful.
Were those your ghosts as well?
None of that is mine per se. It's all, he said it was all inspired by, but it's not.
It's kind of like,
well,
this
no, it's,
one.
I mean, it's, a, he took, I think what he did was he showed his tattoo artist my work and said, I want something like this. So while it's very much in the same world and wheelhouse, it's very much that artist's style, which is really cool because her color work is exquisite.
Are you still doing commissions for haunted house t-shirts, merchandise,
oh, yeah,
things like that?
Yep. Yeah, all the time.
Okay, excellent. So for people wanting more information, you're a haunted house owner, you need to re-update your website. Now's the time to do it. Or if you want to go through a line of merchandise and use Chad's artwork or his fonts or anything he's got out there.
Logos,
posters, billboards, anything visual that you need designed to get people to come get scared at your place.
And you know, before we get to the websites and everything, one last question. What have you heard lately from Sam Pumpkin?
He's gone kind of quiet lately.
It's not season.
Yeah, I mean, it's not his fault. I'm just been real busy.
That's the cult of the great pumpkin. That's something that you seem to have some sort of dealings with.
I've heard of them.
Okay. So have we all, apparently. So anyway, anybody wanting more information on Sinister Visions or Sinister Fonts or the dark art of Chad Savage or anything going on in that twisted bald head of yours, what can we look for on the webs, the social medias, and all that good stuff in order to get more information, contact you, etc.?
Easiest thing is just go to sinistervisions.com. That links out to everything else I do.
Fantastic. Always a pleasure, Chad. One of these days we'll meet Nugget. Hey, maybe MHC, not too far from it.
MHC is way more likely than St. Louis.
And unfortunately, I can't make MHC this year. We'll talk later. But anyway, folks, we're here at Transworld. I'm Drew Badger. This is Chad Savage. We are here in St. Louis, and we are out.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor. Froggy'sFog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying, good night.